Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Madhava. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giri Baladhari Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari Gopi Jana Ballabha Giribara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribraj Gacharaja Ashtatara Sata Shishima Resi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jaya Nityali Vishnupad Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribraj Gacharaja Ashtatara Sata Shishima Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur Ki Anantakuri Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Haridasa Thakur Ki Prajika Hauji Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Govinda Samakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Maya Vrindavadip Dham Ki Jagannapuri Dham Ki Nuraman Ritri Dham Ki Tulsi Devi Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Jamuna Mai Ganga Mai Ki All Glories of Devotees All Glories of Devotees All Glories Sri Guru and Gauranga Pamanande Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayana Namaskritya Naram Chavindarottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayamadereya Janmadyasya Tovanvayari Tratas Chate Api Gyasvara Tene Brahma Hidayari Kavaya Mohyanti Yat Suraya Tejo Varimadam Yatavini Mayotat Trishagamishya Dhamna Svenara Sarana Shako Kam Sacham Param Dimahi. Reading Canto 3, Chapter 21, Verse 2. Priyavratottanapado Sutau Swayambhuvasya Vai. Yatadharmam Jugupatu. Yatadharmam Jugupatu. Shaptadvipa Vatimahin. Priyavratottanapado. Sutau Svayambhuvasya Vai. Yata Dharmam Jugupatu. Saptadvipavati Mahim. Anybody? Priyavrato Tanapado. Sutau Swayambhuvasya Vai. Tadvipavatimahi. Tanapado Tau Swayambhuvasya Vai. Tanapado Sutau Swayambhuvasya Vai. Adharmam Jugupato. Aptadvipavatim Mahim. Anyone else? Priyavrata. Maharaj Priyavrata. Uttanapado. And Maharaj Uttanapada. Sutau. The two sons. Swayambhuvasya. Of Swayambhuva Manu. By. Indeed. Yata. According to. Dharmam. Religious principles. Jugupatu. It ruled. Saptadvipavatim. Consisting of seven islands. Mahim. The world. Translation, the two great sons of Swayambhuva Manu, Priyavrata and Uttanapada, ruled the world consisting of seven islands just according to religious principles. The two great sons of Swayambhuva Manu, Priyavrata and Uttanapada, ruled the world consisting of seven islands just according to religious principles. Purport, Srimad Bhagavatam is also a history of the great rulers of different parts of the universe. In this verse, the names of Priyavrata and Uttanapada, sons of Swayambhuva Manu, are mentioned. They ruled this earth, which is divided into seven islands. These seven islands are still current as Asia, Europe, Africa, America, Australia, and North and South Poles. There is no chronological history of all the Indian kings in Srimad Bhagavatam, but the deeds of the most important kings, such as Priyavrata and Uttanapada, and many others, like Lord Ramchandra and Maharaj Yudhishthira, are recorded because the activities of such pious kings are worth hearing. People may benefit by studying their histories. Om Gyanati Milandasya Gananjana Shalaka Chaksuram Litam Jena Tasma Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manabhishtam Tapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupagatam Hakyam Dadati Sapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapatakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagudatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Vidam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakavitam Cha Pancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Priyavrata uttanapado sutau svayam bhuvasya vai yata dharmam jugu jugu patu sapta dvipa vatim mahim. The two great sons of Svayambhuva Manu, Priyavrata and Uttanapada, ruled the world consisting of seven islands just according to religious principles. No, again, here in the purport, Prabhupada said that the Bhagavatam is also a history of the great rulers of different parts of the universe. And just to say that in the 12th canto, there's a description, or brief description, but therein mentions that the main point of Bhagavatam is Vairagya, Vairagya Kena, from beginning, middle, and end. The main idea of Bhagavatam is to produce vairagya. So when we hear the history of these particular kings, Priyavrata, Uttanapada, they also, first of all, this Priyavrata was the oldest, I believe. And Uttanapada, we hear about him extensively in relation to in the next canto, the Dhruva Maharaj, his son, and Dhruva Maharaj is a very, very important person. He also, Svamin Katatosmi Varam Najache, although he attained what he wanted by doing immeasurable austerities, his father, this king Uttanapada, was quite a henpecked king. He couldn't even allow his son to sit up on his lap because one wife was inferior. One wife was very dominant, and she didn't want it. No, you cannot sit. So Uttanapada became, you could say, wasn't looked upon very favorably in the beginning like this. So Dhruva Maharaj, his son, is much more, of course, famous, but his father here is mentioned. But these are big-time kings, and Dhruva Maharaj is more. He's not even mentioned in his purport, but he became king also. So this Uttanapada was lamenting after his son went off to the forest because his mother had told him that, one was Suruchi Usuniti. So that queen, I think Suruchi, she said that you cannot sit there because you're not born from me, don't you understand? You'll have to take another birth. Then maybe you get born from me, you can sit up there in the king's lap. It's kind of weird, puffed up woman. So his own mother told him, if you go, I have heard that in order to get relief from all your anxiety, you have to go meet Supreme Personality of Godhead. Where is he? In the forest. So I don't know if she expected, but he went off to the forest, although he was only five. And in the forest, he did amazing austerities. So he's unsurpassable austerity. And the king, Uttanapada, became very, very sad and lamented, oh, I've done this stupidity that my son is now gone. He may be eaten by tigers and wolves or anything, bears, who knows. But this, he underestimated his son, that Dhruva was in the forest performing austerities and getting instruction from Narad Muni, Bhajaya, Vina, wherever we hear Bhagavatam, generally we have to hear about Narad Muni, because Narad Muni is so great. So he instructed the Dhruva that, you know, you're a kid, you know, five, what are you doing here? You should just chill, go back to, you know, just become whatever you have to tolerate that, just go back. And he said, no, don't tell me that. I want a kingdom bigger than my father and bigger than Brahma and like that. So then Narad Muni gave him some instructions about making a deity and chanting Om Namo Bhagavate and like that. So Dhruva, he amazingly performed these austerities. He was eating in the beginning, you know, every few days he would eat something and dry leaves, gradually only ate water, only drank water. Then he was only breathing and like that. So very famous story. So finally, after all that, he got the reward. When he saw Vishnu, Krishna appearing before him, he did a very famous statement. Swamin Katasa Tosmi Varam Najachi. The whole shloka is, what is it? About broken pieces of glass. How does it start? Huh? Stana Bilasita. Yeah. He got this great status as he got to rule, but he also got to rule the material world for 35,000 years, long time, which we can't imagine also. But ultimately he said, I was looking for a broken glass, he considered. So the essence of the story of Dhruva and Uttanapada, he also became very renounced after that. He was so happy that his son came back from the forest after some time. And then Dhruva also had his pastimes fighting the yakshas, and Manu had to instruct him. So in this instant here, in this shloka, Priyavrata, and Priyavrata also, and when I remember we were doing the paintings of the fifth canto, there was a marathon in 1975. We had to do 15 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita and then 2 volumes of fifth canto. So in the very first chapter of fifth canto, you hear about, exclusively about Priyavrata. And even one shloka, Shukadeva, is there's so many shlokas, I think maybe 30 or so more. But the first 20 shlokas consists mainly that, exclusively that, because Uttanapada could not, he retired. Therefore, Priyavrata was being implored, begged practically by Swayambhuva Manu, the father, that you please come back now. And he was doing great austerity, this Priyavrata, on Gandamandana Hill. Prabhupada mentions that the Gandamandana Hill, this area, he said, anything that it mentioned can be also understood to be on the in higher planets besides the on this planet. But here specifically says also that on this planet, now it doesn't even mention that the most amazing thing that Priyavrata did, after all, he was convinced to marry. First of all, he was completely renounced. He had nothing to do because, as mentioned, Takla, Toramashesha, Mandalapati, Shani, many times we're hearing about the six Goswamis. So many shlokas are given about Bharat Maharaj, Uttama Shloka Lala. So he was also ruler of the world. He gave it up, just like passing stool. Nobody thinks about it. You get rid of that. So, but all these great personalities, Yudhishthira Maharaj, the Pandavas, in the very beginning of the Bhagavatam, we're hearing about their renunciation also. Although they were associated with Krishna, they were great, great kings. They gave Shivaya Lokasya Bhavaya Bhutaya Uttama Shloka Parashara Jana. Yudhishthira Maharaj was the shelter of everyone in the planet. He was the emperor. He gave it up also. He gave his everything up. He renounced everything. And Parikshit Maharaj also later on, he's hearing about all that from Shukadeva Goswami. So that begins in the second canto. And Shukadeva was very happy to hear his questioning that aham pachami samsadim yoginam paramam. You are the greatest yogi. This when Parikshit Maharaj was cursed, he was sitting by the Ganga, and there were many sages there, but they really didn't give him the advice that he sought. But in the midst of that, Shukadeva Goswami came, Jadavad, like an urchin, looking like stunted or dumb, being surrounded by all these kids and women. They were kind of making fun of him. He was going naked. He didn't notice anything. Stripambida. He didn't see the difference between men and women. So Shukadeva Goswami came in the midst, and Parikshit Maharaj asked him, what should I do now? Mriyamanasya. That someone who's about to die, I've been cursed, so none of them could give me the proper advice. They were all kind of talking and mumbling. So then Shukadeva Goswami, he liked his questions. What should I do? What kind of japa should I do? What should I chant? What should I do? Like that. So in the very beginning of the second canto, that was the end of 19th chapter of the first canto. So in the beginning of second canto, the first thing that Parikshit said, Bariyaneshite prashna, Bariyaneshite prashna, Krito loka hitam nipa. He praised his questions. Why? Bariyaneshite prashna means questions. Your questions are very good. Krito, why? Krito loka hitam nipa. Because they're good for all this whole everybody in the world, not just for you, but everyone. Evametandagadidam prishtavanya. Later on, also it said, in second canto, you asked me so many things. He spoke a few chapters, then later on he said, so you've asked me, now I've given you Evametandagadidam prishtavanya bhavan mama. Rinanyanmiyamananamanasheshu manishina. Those who are manishi, those who are intelligent, they're very interested in these type of talks, this katha. So therefore, the very first verse in second canto, then Shukadeva was congratulating, these questions are very good. Sometimes many times somebody will see a devotee with tilak or something and shaved it. Oh, why do you, that's good also. But the first thing they say isn't hum pichami sam sadim yoginam paramam. They don't say, oh, you are the greatest yogi, and like that. It would be very nice if they did that. Sometimes they probably do that to some book distributors. They might, some of the people are very advanced and they'll immediately join, chant Hare Krishna, become convinced. So this is the thread of Bhagavatam, that although many kings are mentioned, these big kings, sometimes we think, but when you read the explanation in the fifth canto, first chapter, I had not read it in a long time, but in a while. It's hard to keep up with the Bhagavatam, right? Vidya, Bhagavatavadi, the Bhagavatam is apremeya, is unlimited, you cannot really, it is so many meanings to each shloki, pati shloki. Every shloka in the Bhagavatam, pratyakshara, every word, every syllable, half of verse, one word, whatever it is, it purifies. So when you read that chapter, especially on this Priyavrata, you see that he was an advanced devotee. So Parikshit Maharaj already knew, it was many times it is said, he is on the level Why was he hearing Bhagavatam Shukadeva? Because he was on the same. He was on a very, very elevated person. So he said, wow, we've heard that, well, he heard of something in fourth canto, but he knew all this from his questioning, you can tell, that this Priyavrata was an advanced brahmachari. And how is it? We take it for granted. Nobody's a brahmachari. Even Prabhupada says, we had the great fortune to meet such a great brahmachari. And he talks about his Guru Maharaj being such a great akanda brahmachari from birth. So that, but if we study Prabhupada's mission, then he wanted that gurukula, gurukula eva sandante, guror hitam, brahmachari gurukula. This is a verse in seventh canto, Narada Muni's instructing on Varnashram there. And the brahmachari, he wanted the gurukula, he wanted them trained, the boys trained as brahmacharis. Many times, probably one of his themes, railing about how there's no brahmachari training, therefore they cannot understand. They simply from accustomed to sense gratification from their very birth. So Prabhupada was pushing gurukula. Sometimes they took it a little extreme, but still, this is, we have to see, what did Prabhupada want? They should chant. And the gurukula wanted them to chant Bhagavad Gita, learn some basic Sanskrit. Not some fun and games only, but from birth. Once or twice, when Prabhupada was asked, you can hear that in the conversation, he was talking about from 5 years old, Panchasordvam, not that 50 years old, but Pancha, 5 years old, Komaramachara Pragya. I mean, Prabhupada put that quote in the beginning of every Bhagavatam. He put that in the introduction or the preface, whatever it's called. He quoted that particular verse, Komaramachara Pragya, Dharma Bhagavatani. The Dharma is given here. So these verse by Prahlad Maharaj, where is Komaramachara Pragya, Dharma Bhagavatani, Durlabham Manasham Jana Tarapya Dhruvam Artadam. Although this whole life is Dhruvam, unsteady, I mean, Dhruva has his name because he's so steady, but it is, but still, Artadam, it gives the value of life. And that's understood, especially by persons like that, brahmacharis. But when they go to school in the material world, probably called the slaughterhouse, Atmaha, because it's teaching them to slaughter their any natural realization they have. And Prahlad Maharaj was preaching that to all of his sons, all of his classmates. Durlabham manasham janma. Don't say, oh, we're kids, we have to play. He was speaking to the demons, daitya. And he was saying like that, you're wasting your life. So anyway, this Priyavrata, he was very strict, going to the Gandamandana mountain and doing austerity. Imagine going off to some mountain, big mountain, and you're by yourself, just like that, doing so many austerities. So it was a big deal. So the first 20-something verses in the 5.1, just to convince him to give it up. Narada Muni was his guru, after all. When Narada Muni is your guru, you don't want to reject those instructions. Prahlad Maharaj says, so ham katam nuvisajay tava britya sevam. How could I ever give up? Prabhupada quoted this verse in his prayers on the Jaladutta. How could I ever give up the instruction of my guru? So Prabhupada also, he never wanted to give up the instruction. Rather, the whole time he was a householder, just like Priyavrata. He finally was convinced to become a householder. He married two wives, and he had so many, like 11 kids or something. One was a daughter, the youngest. And the boy, out of his three sons from one wife, they became Paramahansas, complete Paramahansas. They did not rule anything. They weren't interested in that. So Narada Muni is the Acharya, the guru throughout Bhagavatam. He's instructing Dhruva, instructing Prahlad, the Pandavas. So therefore, Prahlad is saying it very poignantly. And we can see that Prabhupada had the same mood as Priyavrata, and these great personalities, that although Prabhupada was in household life, yukta vairagya muchite, our Rupa Goswami is given anasaktasya vishayanya tarmupayanjata. Even if one is in, explanation is very interesting how it goes back and forth, and how one should think. Is it that Rupa Goswami was telling Sanatana Goswami, I think Lord Chaitanya was telling them both that a household lady, she may be having an affair or something, but she always thinks of that. She doesn't think of. So in the same way, one, if he's thrust into grihastha life, but he's always thinking of the freedom from this grihastha life. So it's a very, very instructive story there of Priyavrata. So Swayambhuva Vamano, he was very frustrated. He couldn't convince him because Narada Muni had already instructed. Narada Muni, remember, he instructed the Pachetas and the sons of Bharas, the King Barishat, that these Savalasvas, that they were doing austerities, Hayasvas, and the Savalasvas were the younger brothers, I think. So these Hayasvas, they had gone to do austerities also. And when he saw they were so advanced, he went there and told them, what are you guys doing? You know, and he gave the 10 metaphor, analogies, allegories. You're not advanced. You should know. Do you know about, there's a place, a going, you never come back? Do you know there's a whirling machine that destroys everything, a river that goes in two directions? Narada Muni is preaching like that. After all, Narada Muni was instructing that king also, Bahismat, he was about the Paranjana story, and he had so Narada Muni, we get so much from Narada Muni. And so this story also of Priyavrata, so Swayambhuva Mano was, he felt like, how can I, and so he asked Lord Brahma himself to come. So at one point, Lord Shiva came there also. When Brahma appeared on a swan carrier, many devas came with him, Vishishta, Marichi, many great sages came there. So it was a big deal that this Priyavrata was going to give up his brahmacharya. Like, he didn't want to do it at all. Lord Chaitanya instructed Nityananda. Nityananda was avadut. He had nothing. He told him, you should marry. But he did it. And he was avadut. He was a bewildering person, Nityananda. Nobody could say, what kind of ashram is he supposed to be? Is he a sannyasi? What, we don't know. Is he something, he wears all these opulent clothes. He had so many followers that would give him gold and silks. We find that also, to some degree, who was that devotee? Pundarik Vidyaniti. He was appeared in Navadvip, and he very opulent, super opulent. So even Gadadhar, who was one of the Panchatattva, he was bewildered. He was thinking, this Pundarik Vidyaniti, he has this spittoon, his hair is all beautiful with flower garlands and pearls. He's sitting on this opulent bed. And he's like, wow. So then Mukunda chanted some shlokas. What did he chant? Bhav, was that shloka about Krishna? How beautiful he is with his karnikaram flower. And like that. So right there in front of Gadadhar Pandit, Mukunda was chanting. And Pundarik Vidyaniti, he fainted for like 6 hours. Like all the beautiful paraphernalia, opulent paraphernalia, was thrown aside. There's Pundarik Vidyaniti. Ask him if he still has his paraphernalia. He's sitting right there. Ask him. But he gave up. He gave up all his opulent paraphernalia right there on the spot. So one cannot say, but throughout the purports, the Prabhupada shows his brilliant genius giving the purports. It seems contradictory that this great brahmachari, and he becomes this king of the world, king of the universe, so powerful that he could create a chariot. He didn't like the idea that there was nighttime, that the sun was hidden. by Sumeru. So he got a hold somehow. He had his own chariot that would light up at night, and so there was no more. Then, as it mentions here, that the deeds of the most important kings, such as Priyavrata and many others, like Ramchandra and Yudhisthira, that they're still current. That he created Asia, Europe, Africa, America, Australia, and North and South Pole. So this is given in detail in later in the fifth canto, the structure of the universe and the sun. Just imagine, when we read some of these parts, well, we read it, we're amazed, then we realize, wait a minute, how did they know about all this? I mean, only 500, 400 years ago, I mean, Columbus was trying to find India, and people thought you would go off the side of the planet, or they didn't know if it was a planet, or they just go to the horizon and boom, finish, don't go there. Don't. So how did they know all this? The baby is in the womb in third canto. He's offering so many prayers. I think, 32nd chapter. So he's offering so many prayers, and it's described there after so many days what happens when the man and woman come together, and after 4 or 5 days this happens, and it develops arms and legs. In fact, they find in temples nowadays in India that some temples have the particle of salmon shown, carved into 2,000 years ago. Well, 2,000, what to speak of 2,000, it's mentioned in the Bhagavatam that they knew this. So did they have microscopes? How did they do that? How did they figure that out? Were they just, I think it's like this? No. That's why they say the Bhagavatam Vidya Bhagavatavadi. It's giving. Parabharabhadovadu. Para and avra. Supreme knowledge and mundane knowledge. So the sages in Naimisharanya, they addressed Sutta Goswami, Paravaravido, Vetatam Saumya Tat Sarvam, Tatvatas Tadanugrahat, Bruyush Digdashya, Guruva Gurum. Because you're surrendered to your gurus, more than one guru, then you understand that. And that not only spiritual knowledge, but mundane. Vidyamcha Vidyam Cha Yas, Tadved, Erobayam Saha. So our great acharyas, they are knowledgeable in these things. Prabhupada showed that also. And he wasn't, many devotees were there, just like Prabhupada has so many godbrothers, quite advanced, and brahmacharis also. And they wrote, but no one had the genius, the expertise to, and take it seriously, that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, from the first meeting, said, you're educated boys, Prabhupada and his friend, what was his name, came, his friend brought him there. To see Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, we were just hearing his glories last week. And so he brought him there, and immediately Srila Bhaktisiddhanta could see, because such a great person as Bhaktisiddhanta, he could immediately say, you are educated, you should go to spread this in the West. I'm like, what West? Just met me, and he's giving me instructions. Prabhupada was arguing, what can we say? We're India, we're dependent. What can we do? Even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in South India, that one Brahmin, Korma Brahmin, he was ready to give up everything. What is this? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here. Why should Jali? He was running up to give up his family in a moment. He went some distance, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Nabadi Bay, you will not, Vishaya Taranga, all you're worried about this Vishaya Taranga, waves of sense gratification, they won't bother you. Punarapi, pai, pabe mora sangha. If you go back, jari dako tarikaho Krishna upadesh, and tell everyone about Krishna, then you'll see me. You'll meet me that way, not by just giving up everything artificially. So these are the arguments. Imagine that. To convince such a person as Priyavrata to give up his brahmachari vow. Imagine if you tried to convince, even Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said that if he could create Krishna conscious children, he would marry 100 times. At least he said it like that. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur showed this example. that he had something like 12 children, 10, sometimes it says 10, maybe some died. Or he had a lot of children. He has a photograph with at least 10 children. And one of them is Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. He was praying for a ray of Vishnu. And again, we hear the glories of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that, first of all of his siblings died from cholera or something. So many diseases. Imagine if he's the only one that survived. He had one sister that might have lived till 20. But he survived. And somehow or other, he was able to revive the Krishna consciousness, Gaura Shakti, the power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in him. And he wrote interminably at night. He spoke and he preached and he organized Nam Hatha. And at the same time, not forever, but up till pretty old, he was Grahastha maintaining. Because he was so brilliant, the British gave him more and more responsibility. Actually, they were like kind of fighting over getting this Kedarnath Babu in their zone, you know. It reminds me, it's pretty funny actually. It's very insignificant, but I remember that this one devotee who was expert at organizing, I mean, compared to Bhaktivinoda, no, he was nothing, Yogeshchandra, but he was expert at organizing book distribution back in the 70s and even into the 80s. You know, I remember I was outside, this is 77, and Jayapataka came out of Prabhupada's quarters. He was practically crying because Yogeshchandra was leaving his zone, you know. Anyway, so just imagine having such persons in under you, great personalities. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised that Korma Brahman, go back, you know, you won't be affected by Vishaya Taranga. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, not affected, but he was able to preach and describe, and he was a teacher, then he became a magistrate, and then he got transferred and to Mayapur, rediscovered the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he created a son like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, who was a Akanda Brahmachari, completely. He's very determined also. So in this way, same similar little bit of a way that Priyavrata was convinced, but only Lord Brahma could come and convince him. Even Swayambhuvamanu, imagine, he was the only one who could convince him, no. And so he had respect for the grandfather. And Prabhupada describes that the grandson and the grandfather are sometimes on more friendly terms than even with the father himself. Prabhupada said that that the grandfather is more merciful. He was glorifying Srila Bhakti Siddhanta once, saying that the grandfather, especially on his appearance, disappearance, he should pray exclusively to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, that the grandfather is more merciful. Now we see it played out for the past 48 years or something, that this Srila Prabhupada is so merciful. He has so many grand disciples, and they're getting this mercy from Prabhupada. Maybe they're not even getting it from their own guru. Their guru might be becoming insignificant. So even if one falls down by accident, but praktva sadharmam, Bhajanam, in the fifth chapter, the first canto, the famous verses there. All the verses are great verses there. Even if one falls down somehow or other, it's still rasagraho jana. He still thinks of the nectar. So Prabhupada gives the example of Ambarish. He was a great householder king, but Savaimana Krishna Padaravindayo Vasanksi, his everything, his mind, his words, everything was used in service. So in this way, this Priyavrata, although ruling and doing all these amazing things, the seven islands are still current. Yeah, that's true, they're still current. Although sometimes they're described as, you know, that one time, 20,000 years ago, this was connected and that was connected, and so many speculations are there, but apparently they're created in that era. And even Priyavrata, he ruled for 11 Arbudas. of years. Anyone know what that is? It's a long time ago. One, our Buddha is like something like 100 million. 100 million years of, I guess, our years. It just says 100 million. So 1,100 million years. He ruled for a long time. And in every day of Brahma, there's so many, 14 Manus. And he had three sons. They also became Manus. So right now we're in the Vaivashvata Manu. When we read Bhagavad Gita, it's only more recent Manu. But the Swayambhuva Manu, this is going to unfold because Devahuti is being described gradually, the next verse, and how Krishna appeared before this Kardama Muni and described that so many days, the day after tomorrow or something, that Swayambhuva Manu will come here with his wife and daughter. Because he was praying, he was a Prajapati, but he didn't have to be so convinced. And so he married that Devahuti, and that whole story of Kapila plays out, and all of Kapila's instruction. And so you need more than 24 hours a day. If he, Prabhupada said there should be Bhagavatam class, 24 hours. One time he said 5 hours. Somebody had fallen away, and Prabhupada said, not enough Bhagavatam. He said there'd be 5 hours. Another time he said, 24 hours Bhagavatam. Nityam Bhagavat. Nityam means always. So Prabhupada showed that example that he was either translating Bhagavatam, speaking about Bhagavatam, giving instructions in Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, so important book. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Kate Kimbapara Ishvara Sadyo. Kimbapara Ishvara means there's no other need of no other Purana. This is the what does it say? That Shukadeva Goswami was speaking this Purana, this very confidential Purana. How does it say? Yes, Swanubhava Makila Shuti Salamekam Atyatma Adipam Atititishtam Tamodam Sam Saranam Kurunaya Purana Guyam Tam Vyasam Upayami. So Sutta Goswami is offering respects to Shukadeva, describing that he knew everything, but he gave this Purana. Out of pure mercy, kripa, korunaya, purana guhyam. Guhyam means the confidential essence of all the Vedas. Sarva vedanta sharam hishi bhagavatam ishite. One gets a taste, tadrasa amrita triptasya. If he gets a taste for this bhagavatam, then he doesn't care for anything else. No, especially anything material. And of course we read other things. So many commentaries say not. But it also says, Bhakti Bhagavatam Grahyam. Only by bhakti, love of Bhagavatam. One loves Tuli Krishna Tulya Bhagavata. Vibhushavashraya. The Bhagavatam is Krishna Tulya, equal to Krishna. We're getting association of Krishna by reading, hearing it. Vayam tu navatripyama uktama shloka. Those sages, they told Sutta Goswami that we want to hear Bhagavatam. We never tire. Step by step, it's increasing. Anandam buddhi vardhanam pratipadam, just like the holy name. It gives a taste, but that taste means it's ever increasing. It's never dry. Prabhupada used to laugh that people would say this, hearing about religion, this is dry. Of course, some of these things are less applicable, you know, that we don't have kings, but we have to keep it in mind that this is the standard. And what did the kings do? Taktva Tornamasha, even though for like Rupa Goswami, he was like almost like the king of Bengal. The king himself was a rascal. He just wanted to conquer and destroy. So he left Rupa Goswami. After a while, Rupa Goswami, he said, and Sanatan, he said, well, I am going to conquer in Orissa. So I need you to stay here, Sanatan. And Sanatan said, I don't think so. He would rather go to jail than do that. So he did. So it said, therefore, by Srinivasacharya, taktvatunamashesha mandalapati. They were mandalapati. So in our modern time, they're mandalapati. Mandala means this world. They were the lord, pati, the lords of the world. Even Rupa Sanat, even Raghunath Das, you can say he was not a king, but his uncle and father were the wealthiest practically wealthy, some of the wealthiest persons in all of Bengal. They had a falling out with the tax collector, the Muslim tax collector, and so they went away, escaped, and they left Raghad out there because he was so expert. So when the Muslim came there, very angry, "What is this? Your fathers are taking too much money." You know. He said, no, that's okay. And they went away crying in ecstasy by association with Raghunath. Chariya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Paichi. One cannot make any advance without association of these great sages. So these six Goswamis, they weren't all Mandalapati, but they were all great personalities. Some of them were Mandalapati shames. Stuchavat, they gave it up. Now, in the case of this Priyavrata, he didn't give it up just like Tuchabat. Rather, he had to be convinced. Then he became so absorbed, lighting up the nighttime and cutting, imagine, small time, let me go out and just make some continents today and light up the nighttime. Now, don't try that at home, but we can read about it. That's about all. Very surprised. Adbhutam, actually, in the beginning of that chapter on Priyavrata, then Prikamaraj was, wow, I've heard all about these activities of Priyavrata. It's really amazing. Can you talk about that? Shukadeva Goswami, he knows, he spoke about it. He did all these amazing things. But later on, he thought, what am I doing here? He also renounced. I'm just like a puppet, a dancing dog in the hands of my wives. Gave it up. Gave it all up. So we see that repeated throughout Bhagavatam. Greatest kings, they give it up. Okay, finished. Ah. Not that they're hanging on, trying to steal everything they can. No. We have the worst type of rascals described in the 12th canto. Plunderers, right? What is it? Pajahi Lubdhar Rajanyar. Lubdha, just greed. I mean, no regard for anybody except themselves. And the people are so foolish, they accept it, one after another. No dharmam, as mentioned here. Yata dharmam, according to dharma. So everything was done according to the dharma. Varna shama charavata purushena parapumam vishna rajate pungsam. Nanyat tatosha karam. This satisfies Krishna. That didn't satisfy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was speaking with Ramananda Roy. That verse was given by Ramananda. And Mahaprabhu said that. Varnashram. Iha, bhai, keep going. Kohe, go age kohe. You just keep. Sarva dharmam parichaja, is that okay? Meh, not so great. Can you keep going? Give me some more. Give us some nectar. Then he got to that. Gyane prayasamurapasya namanteva. Give up any kind of mental speculation. Just surrender. Namanteva. Sanmukaritam, and hear from the purified devotees. Then, jita jito, is that the verse? Pyasi taistri, you can conquer Krishna who is unconquerable. Okay, so any comments here? Comments?
Question about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Some of the history, because it seems like Vaishnavism had fallen into ill repute, and he.
What was repute?
Like Vaishnavism had fallen.
Yeah,
ill repute, and so he kind of had an epiphany, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and then he, helped to spread.
Yeah, well, epiphany means he had who knows how many epiphanies, and how long there was so many gradual. He was doing so many things, and then I guess you could say he had an epiphany, but it was a big epiphany, and it was one we can't conceive how. I mean, he had the power, just like we were talking about. Prabhupada, so many God brothers. Prabhupada said that. I mean, it's kind of an insult if you take it like that, but he said so. All my God brothers, the father may have so many daughters, but he has one son. He inherits the family business. He said, so my godbrothers are like daughters. We can say that. We don't want to tell that to, you know, everybody, but Prabhupada said it like that. The daughter, because in traditional India, the daughter most of the time doesn't inherit the king, the business, even if there's son. That's why they're always talking about having sons, putra. But Prabhupada did it. Bharat Bhumi Te Hoila, Prabhupada said. So Chaitanya said, Bharat, those who were born in Bharat, in those days it was called Bharat, Bhumi Te Hoila Manushya Jam, Janma Sartaka, they should perfect themselves and go out and do it. So Prabhupada said, at least one Indian has come. Sometimes Prabhupada was a little more chivalrous, Birya Ras, that my godfather, they criticized him. He said, but they're like daughters. But not all, but some were critical. Don't be envious. This is another thing that was told by Lord Brahma to Prayavrata. He said, don't, Nabodame, listen to me. One of the first things Brahma said, important thing. He said, don't be envious. Chakshu, antare, anda, antare, chakshu, antare, I forgot the verse, but in that 5.1, it says, we are all being led. We're like blind. Everyone in the material world is born, a bodhijava, born ignorant, blind. So we have to take the shastra. So according to shastra, you should. So he convinced him. I mean, Lord Brahma, who needs a lawyer when you got Lord Brahma? You know. So Swayambhuva Manu had the best. He convinced him. He's your grandson, please. I cannot do anything there, but please convince him. So he convinced him, and he said, don't be envious of anything, intimating that if you don't listen to me, then this is yay me tam me dum, that verse in third chapter of the Gita. Yay me tam me dum sarvam. What is that verse? Anasuya. Those who are not envious, they take my instructions. Those who are not, sarvam gya, all their knowledge is covered. They're an illusion. So this is one of the things he said. Don't. That he's intimating, if you don't listen to me, then you're not good. You're blind, you're envious. Right off the bat. So then he explained in detail, Varnashram, you have to do this. Arjuna wanted to go off. He didn't want to fight either. So Krishna said, Akirti Karam Arjuna, right? You'll be bad mouth forever. Everyone will talk about you like that. You were supposed to be a Kshatriya, now you're just going to flee the battle. They'll just say you're just Bayadranad Uparatam Angshantim Lagu. They'll consider you very insignificant. Do you want that? So sometimes this has to be applied. Shastra, logic, so many things. Anything else? Okay. All right. Back to here it says, the two great sons of Swayambhuva Manu, Priyavrata and Uttanapad, ruled the world consisting of seven islands just according to religious principles. Yata Dharmam. So it says, Yata Dharmam Jugupatu. Jugupatu means ruled. Saptadvipam, the example is, the seven islands. One of them is not Coney Island. That's a joke. Anyway, so they did it according to religion. Of course, when we get to the higher principle, Raghunath says, na dharmam, na dharmam, shruti gana niruktam kila kuru. Don't do dharma, don't do adharma. Prabhupada repeated that. He said, don't do punya, don't do pap. In the last days in Vrindavan, he said, don't do it, just Krishna bhakti, just do. And he said, the pujari is the most fortunate, always meditating on Krishna. Like that. Anything else? All right. Adibo, glorious to Srimad Bhagavatam.